Hi, is this Jessica?
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I was calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you
Yeah.
gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No.
No? Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
You were,
I had
okay.
double since I was 16.
Gosh, okay. And I'm sorry to hear about the tumor as well. Let's see here. You do want to see if you meet the criteria to participate, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know you said you didn't have an attorney, but you are willing to affirm that with the law firm as well.
Okay.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And what year were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
It's been a long time.
Just best to your knowledge, do you remember your age maybe?
Probably 17, 18.
2007 or 17 or 18 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, what year were you born?
September 23rd, 1987.
87. So 2004, roughly.
Yeah.
Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm so sorry. You said September 3rd?
23rd, 1987.
1987. Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No. Okay. And we'll go through the Depo information here. Some of the questions are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize. But did you consume or use the name brand injectables, Depo Provera?
No.
It wasn't name brand.
Yeah, I don't know the name brand it was.
The name brand is Depo.
Yeah.
Was that okay? And did you use it again for at least 1 year?
Yeah, more than 1 year.
Okay. And in the within the 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you do you know what year you estimately first started using it?
No, because it's been a long time. I was only 16 when I started.
Okay, so if you were 16, let's see, when you started, it would have been 2003.
Because I'm 37 now.
Yeah, if I added the 87 plus 16, it brings me to 2003. So roughly 2003, does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
And then when did you stop using it?
I was about 23, 24.
23 or 24. And you were still, after your diagnosis, you were still using it?
No.
Okay. So, because you said that you were diagnosed at 16 or 17,
Yeah.
but then you didn't stop until 23. So you were using it still with the diagnosis?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure. But you had at least 4 injections prior to the diagnosis as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm? Oh, and by the way, for the end date here, I put 2010. But I
Okay.
did the, if you added the 23 to 87, it came out to that, so I put that. But next here, we'll go through the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yeah, Jessica Autry.
Your gender?
What do you mean?
Are you male, female?
Female.
Female. Okay, thank you. And then we have Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A. And then last name, A-U-T-R-Y.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for the medical record release forms, what's your social?
559-992-363.
And again, it was 559-992-363?
Yeah.
Okay. And then your email looks like it's your first name, last name, 271@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the 559-519-8144 your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
1215 West Fountain Way, Fresno, California, 93705.
It was 1215 West Fountain Way, Fresno, California, 93705?
Yeah.
Okay. And then next year, do you know the diagnosing facility where you were diagnosed at? If you can't remember doctor, that's okay.
No, I don't remember.
You don't know who where you were diagnosed?
At Kaiser.
Kaiser in Fresno?
Yeah.
Okay, looks like there's a couple. Do you know if it was on Fresno Street? Or
yeah.
First Street? You think Fresno?
First Street. No, it's First Street.
First Street, okay. Have you ever had any other prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Did you have treatments at that same Kaiser facility, or did you go somewhere else?
No, same.
Same, okay. And do you remember where you were getting the shots or pills administered?
At
Was it
Kaiser.
Like a plant? It was at Kaiser as well? Same location?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And then what about your pharmacy?
Kaiser.
You get your medications at the same location as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And then bear with me. Would you have a copy of the medical records for your diagnosis or at least with the doctor?
No.
The doctors wouldn't have it?
Uh-uh.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because they should be able to have it. Do you think, best to your knowledge, it's with them?
Yeah.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact information. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Kaiser.
For an emergency contact? Is there
Charlene Autry.
Charlene?
Yeah.
And then what's their relationship?
She's my mother.
Okay. Does she live with you?
No.
And then, one moment. Mm-hmm. What is her phone number?
559-790-5441.
Okay. And then let me make sure nothing else is needed. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just going to read through a couple of the information here. Just please give me yes or no's.
Okay.
Again, you were diagnosed with the meningioma in 2004?
Yes.
And you injected the name brand injectables of Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And you had 4 shots within a year before your diagnosis? Okay. And you, let's see, I think actually that's all of it. And there is a medical record with the doctors.
No.
You said yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And so we are good to go. Let me go ahead and get these sent over to you. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. One moment.